This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a word that gets thrown around a lot right now in Washington, on Wall Street, and all around the country. A word that can mean different things to different people. The word is welfare. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark has a definition.
Once upon a time, the word welfare simply meant faring well, like in the U.S. Constitution.
We the people.
Put to music here, courtesy of that old TV show, Schoolhouse Rock. Right after that line about forming a more perfect union, there's a charge to promote the general welfare and... And yet, if you go out and ask people how they feel about the word welfare today...
Negative.
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 Negatively.
It's full of paradox that a word that means well-being came to refer to one of the most stigmatized programs.
That's historian Linda Gordon. She says the word welfare hit a turning point during the Depression when Congress created a program that gave cash assistance to poor single women with kids. It was called Aid to Dependent Children, but it got a nickname.
Welfare, because it was a program maintaining the welfare of children.
At first, welfare wasn't all that controversial, but suspicions quickly set in, partly because of some pretty subjective tests to judge which women deserved help. Gordon says social workers would do home inspections.
And if they saw a bottle of beer, that automatically made a woman unfit. If they saw what they considered a luxury item, like a bottle of perfume.
Another issue, welfare capped income in a way that could discourage people from having above-the-board jobs. And yet, while all those rules affect our stereotypes about welfare today, the program has actually changed. Luke Schaefer teaches social work at the University of Michigan. He says in the 1990s, welfare became welfare to work with new rules to incentivize employment. Now, the program costs less and serves fewer families.
So there's actually more active postage stamp collectors in the United States than there are cash assistance recipients.
One more twist. Cash assistance isn't always what welfare refers to. Things from food stamps to Medicaid can get lumped in as well. Meaning, if you're in a debate over welfare spending, make sure everyone's on the same page of the dictionary. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
So what does the word welfare mean to you? You can go to our website, marketplace.org, right now and let us know. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.